third incantation rises, longer and more sinister. Zilth gron naglas ftagnlgof nguft dagon gulkuth nguftul. The words etch themselves into your mind with their terrifying translation. Gold and treasures for living flesh. Thus has Dagon sealed the pact. This revelation makes you understand the horrible truth about Innsmouth, the blasphemous pact that binds this community to the creatures of the abyss. The ancestral exchange of riches for human sacrifices, sealed in a language your reason refuses to accept, but that your soul understands with dreadful clarity. Suddenly, a nightmarish vision unfolds before your horrified eyes. Along the pier that juts into the raging sea, dozens of silhouettes emerge from the black waves in a single movement. The deep ones rise from the ocean. Amphibious creatures with scaly bodies, bulging eyes and webbed hands, their gaping maws revealing rows of sharp teeth. They haul themselves onto the rotten planks with reptilian agility, framing the master of ceremonies in a protective circle. The latter then turns toward you, a terrifying smile stretching his lips as he approaches with a limping gait. The crowd begins to chant again, but this time the melody becomes shrill and cacophonous, a symphony of madness that tears through the night. Reaching you, the master of ceremonies fixes you with his inhuman eyes.
It is so kind of you to bring back what belongs to us. Do not worry. The great Dagon will never forget your generosity.
His smile widens, revealing teeth that are too numerous and too sharp.